Vibhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yotyamanan avekshaham ya ete atra samagata dhartarashtrasya purbuddher yudhte priya chikirshavah Yotyamanan avekshaham
Yotyamanan avekshaham
Ya ete prasamagata Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe Yudhte priyatikirshava
Yotyamanan avekshaham
Ya ete trasamagata
Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe
Yudhte priyatikirshava Yotyamanan avekshaham
Ya ete trasamagata
Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe Yudhte priyakrichikeshavah
Yotyamanam avekshaham
Those who will be fighting. Avekshe.
Let me see.
Aham.
I.
Ye,
who,
ete,
those,
atra,
here,
samagataḥ,
assembled,
dhātarāṣṭrasya,
the son of Dhṛtarāṣṭra,
durbuddhe,
evil-minded,
yudhte,
in the fight,
Priya,
well,
Sikir Shavaha,
wishing.
Translation, let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtra sa durbuddhe. Durbuddhe. To use others' property is durbuddhi, mischievous. Why one should encroach upon others' property? That is not good. Tena taptena bhungitha. Nādhidhā pasya-siddhanam. This is the basic instruction that you accept only what is given to you. Don't encroach upon others' property. This is peaceful. Everything belongs to Krishna. So, whatever Krishna gives you as prasada, as his favor, you accept it and be satisfied. This is the basic principle of peace in the world. But because people are not educated in that way, everyone is wanting more and more and more and more. There is no satisfaction. So that is Durbuddhi. So they be culturing that you be satisfied with your position. There is no question of starving in any position of life. People are trying to make economic development. But according to Shastra, it is not possible to develop your economic position simply by endeavor. You are destined to have some portion mixed up with happiness and distress. That is the nature. Dharmātva kāma moksha. These are four principles of human activities. First beginning is dharma. Dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme. That is dharma. The people do not know who is the Supreme and what is his order. So what kind of religion? They take dharma as religion. Faith, a superfluous faith only, but that is not dharma, religion. Dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme. Dharmam saksat bhagavatam. That is the meaning of dharma. Obedience to God. There is no conception of God and what to speak of obedience. But this is the simple meaning of religion. Obedience to God. That's three words. God is the supreme proprietor. God is the maintainer. Bhoktaram jagadamsam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Therefore, we are maintained, we are predominated, we are servant, we should remain obedient to God. This is religion. Very difficult. Unfortunately, they do not know what is God, what is His command, what is religion. They do not. The manufacture. Because they do not know the simple process, they are called Durbuddhi. Not very nicely intelligent. Rashi. And Bhagavad Gita is plainly said, Mura. Mura means that. Rashi. He does not know his own interest. He is called Mula. Ash. It's like that. Ash is whole day washing with tons of cloth on his back. But he does not, not a piece of cloth belongs to him. This is Ash. And he is working so hard only for a morsel of grass, which is available everywhere. But he is thinking that this gentleman, washerman, is giving me food. This is air. Such food can be available anywhere and everywhere. But he is thinking like that and working so hard. So karmis are like that. He will eat two chapati or four chapati. But he is working. Day and night. If you want to see him, he will say, oh, I have no time. He does not think at any time that I am interested to eat four chapati, which can be very easily available. So why am I so working so hard? And that sense does not come. He's working. What? More money. Bhagavata says, no, no, this is not your business. The whole capacity which is already destined to you, you'll get any satmosa. You don't waste your time simply under some false impression of economic development. Don't waste your time. You cannot get more, you cannot get less. That is already there. So you utilize your time for understanding Krishna. That is your business. People will not accept. Oh, this is a waste of time. Attending the class of Bhagavad Gita, this is a waste of time. By this time I could have earned hundreds of dollars. That is your business. That is called durbuddhi. Durbuddhi. Not very intelligent. Or mura. Vasa. Real intelligent person is he who is satisfied what Krishna has given him. If Krishna wants, he'll give me more. Let me become Krishna conscious. Let me study about Krishna. Let me chant about Krishna. Let me hear about Krishna. Let me see with my eyes Krishna. The deity, Krishna. Let me engage my hands in worshipping Krishna, in cleansing the temple. My hands, let my legs be engaged in going to the temple. In this way, all our senses should be engaged in the service of Krishna. That is our real business. Tasyaiva heta prajate tapo vina. Na labhate yad dhamma kama parayagha. Tasyaiva heta. For that purpose only. Which purpose? Which he could not achieve. After wandering the whole universe up and down, the living entity is wandering by transmigration from one body to another, up and down. Sometimes he is becoming Brahma, Brahma, Indra, Chandra. He can become, one can become. By pious activities, he can be raised to the position of Brahma, Indra, Chandra, demigods, big demigods. And by impious activities, you can go down to become the worm of a stool. This is going on. This is called Bhavatam Uparajadha, Upari Adha. Adha means down and Upari means up. So Uddhava Vatsanti, Sattva, who are going to upper planetary system, Sattva, those who are qualified Brahmanas, strictly following the principles, Sattva Samadavati Dikha Ajava, Jnanam Vijnanam Asitam Brahma Karma Salam. If you follow these principles, controlling the senses, truthful, clean, full of knowledge, believing in the Shastra and God, and Vijnanam, practical application of knowledge in life, Vijnanam, simply to know is easy. You must practically apply in life. That is called Vijnanam. Practical examination. In those who are science students in BSc, they have to give past theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. Simply theoretical knowledge, so much hydrogen, oxygen, mixed water, that is theory. But when you mix up hydrogen, oxygen, gas, and actually prepare water. That is called practice. So that is science. Science means simply theoretical knowledge is not sufficient. Observation and experience. Experimental knowledge. That is called vijnan. So by practical knowledge you should be well acquainted with God. That is Brahmana's business. So sattvastha, those who are strictly following the Brahmanical principles, they will be situated in upper planetary system. Uddham gacchanti sattvastha. But a Vaishnava is above this. Madhyadina janti ma. Those who are following these principles with an aim for higher planetary system, they can go elevated. Similarly, those who are trying to go back to home, back to Krishna, they can also go. It is not very easy. This process, our Krishna consciousness movement, is to help people to go back to home, back to Krishna. It is not very difficult. Why is it difficult? Krishna says, janma karma medikvam su janati tatpata. Try to understand Krishna in truth. It's not vague. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We think of God, so why don't you accept Krishna? He says, and Shastra says, the Acharya says, Vyasa says, Narada says, your Guru Maharaj says. Why not accept? Why you are still there? Why you are searching after any other God? Here is God. Name, address, attributes, everything is there. Authorized statement of the Vedas. So, is there any difficulty to understand Krishna? But this rascal will not face it. Persist. Why Krishna can accept? I have got a God. Manufacture. This is misfortune. Durbhaga, durbuddhi, miscreant, rascal. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Navana duskidana mūrha apadadvante navādhā. These are the qualifications of persons who do not surrender to Krishna. Miscreant, mischiva, sinful, mūrha, rascal, asset, navādhā, lowest of the mankind. These are the qualifications. So they are all good buddhi. Human life is meant, it is an opportunity to understand Krishna. Hari hari bhifale janama gavani. Manusya janama paiya radha krishna napajiya. Janiya suniya viso khani. This is Nattam Das Thakur's song. Anyone who is not trying to understand Krishna, not even trying, what to speak of worshipping him, giving his service. And Krishna says, simply by trying to know him, one becomes devotee. Simply by trying. Not perfectly, even imperfectly. Because he is endeavoring to understand Krishna. That very activity will make him devotee. That very activity. It is not possible to understand Krishna. He is so great, unlimited. How he can understand Krishna? Krishna cannot understand himself. Or Ananta cannot understand. So, actually there is a fact. So he cannot understand Krishna. But still, whatever Krishna says about himself in the Bhagavad Gita, if he accepts so much, then he immediately becomes fit. For going back to God is back to home. Simply, janma kanma medibham jujana titastha. Tattata. Tattata means in truth. The tattata cannot understand. Even siddhas, those who are perfect, manushanam sahasyesu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Yatatamati siddhyana kaschid deti mam tat. Nobody can understand. Even if he is siddha, perfect. Perfect means not spiritually perfect, but materially perfect. Or even spiritually, partially perfect. Brahma Jnani, they are partially perfect. Paramatma Jnani, yogis, they are also partially perfect. Not completely perfect. Completely perfect is a devotee. Only devotees, they are completely perfect. Others, the Jnanis and yogis and karmis, karmis are their rastas. Jnanis, they are partially perfect because they can understand the eternity portion of the Supreme Law, Brahma Jnana. That is the eternity portion. And Paramatma Jnana is the Chidamsa knowledge or personally seeing God as the 400 Vishnu. So that is also perfect knowledge, imperfect knowledge. That when he comes to know Bhagavan, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, then that is perfect knowledge. Ananda. Because when one comes to the understanding of personal God, there is ananda. In other features, there is no ananda. There is eternity, there is knowledge, but there is no ananda. Anandamaya Abhyasa. That is the Vedanta Sutra. One is, by nature, anandamaya. You are searching after ananda, bliss. But you do not know where to get bliss. You are trying to get bliss in this material world. Eating meat, eating wine, drinking wine. While that, they are trying to get ananda. That is not ananda. Ananda is satyananda. These anandas, these pleasures, three times. For few minutes, for few hours. That is not ananda. Ananda means satyananda, real ananda. Real ananda. What is that? Real ananda. Brahma su. That ananda is in exchange with the Supreme Brahma. Brahma saukham anantam. That is anantam. Unlimited ananda. Therefore, ramante yogino anante. Therefore, those who are actually yogi, bhakta yogi, there are different types of yoga. So they ramante, they enjoy ramante yogina anante, along with the ananta unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. When you join with Krishna in his rasa dance as gopis or as cowherd boy, play with him, or become his father and mother, this is Nanda Maharaj, this is Anand. Or you become servant. Or even become like water, Jamuna, or land in Vrindavan, and trees, or fruits, or flowers, anyway, or cows and calves. Join with Krishna. Then you get ananda, real ananda. Anandamaya bhava. Satchidananda vigraha. That is the description in all Bhagavatam. How the Krishna's associates are enjoying life. Kritapunna punya. Sukadeva Goswami said, these boys who are playing with Krishna, they are not ordinary boys. Kritapunna punya. They have amassed the effects of past activities for millions and trillions of births. Now they have come to play with Krishna. So that opportunity is there in Bhakti Yoga. Krishna's answer. to take you there. Why you are wasting time? Economic development. What economic development will do? You cannot get more than what is destined to you. That is not possible. Then everyone would have been big man, big educated, very beautiful. Because past activity, the effect of past activity is to get ninth opulent. Janmani Sajya Sutta 3. But in very high family, Janma, Isajya, opulence, riches, education, Sri, Sutta, Sutta means education, I will learn it. These things are effects of pious activity. You get nice family, you take your birth in nice family, rich family, Isajya. You get good education, you become very beautiful. These are the effects of pious activity. Similarly, the effects of impious activity is the opposite. But they are all material. They are destined. Whatever you have got by pious or impious activity, that you cannot change. It is not possible. But you can change your position with material position by Krishna consciousness. That you can change. Other things you cannot change. If you are white, you cannot become black, or if you are black, you cannot become white. That is not possible. But you can become first class Krishna conscious person. Either you are black or white, it doesn't matter. This is Krishna conscious. Therefore, our endeavor should be how to become Krishna conscious. Other things you cannot change. This is not possible. Sadvatra. Tasyaiva hita prajateta kovida na labhate jada bhramatama parajata. Sallabhate dukha vadannata sukham kalina sadvatra gabhira hansa. Kalina, by time. Whatever your destiny will get. Don't bother. But so far, economic development. So far, food is concerned, Krishna is supplying. Eko bahunam je vidhadhatikavan, cats and dogs and ants, so why not you? There is no real law bothering Krishna. God give us our daily bread. He will do it. Don't bother. Try to become very faithful servant of God is giving him so many things. So, let me give my energy to serve Krishna. And this is required. This is Krishna consciousness. I have taken so much, life after life, from Krishna. Now, this life, let me dedicate to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This life I will not let it go uselessly like cats and dogs. Let me utilize it for Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Thank you.